that's right. You're in for a treat this afternoon because I have corralled Jimmy Burton with the Burton Center. He's the executive director out there. And it's been a while since we've sat down and talked, and I saw that the Burton Center is having their fifth annual art showcase, and I said, it's time we got caught up on what's going on with the Burton Center. So how you doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing fine, Ann, and I want to thank you for your support and the opportunity to spend some time with you today.
Well, we're looking forward to it. How do you like my new studio over here?
I like this. This is nice. Yeah. Yes. I think we got maybe a little more room than we had in the other one.
Yeah, we do. And it's all studio.
Yeah.
It's not an eating table, too. So it's nice to have you here. And, of course, the Burton Center. For those that don't know what the Burton Center is, why don't you just give us a quick overview?
Okay. We're an agency that serves six counties. We're in Abbeville, Greenwood, Saluda, Edgefield, McCormick, and we have some operations in Lexington. We supply services to people with disabilities and special needs. That's residential environment, day program activities, early intervention, case management, and we do head and spinal cord injuries also. We transport people into jobs and into our work activity centers. We're focused on jobs is one of our big focuses. We have programs that have a lot of people that work in a business or a store just like you and I do.
Mm-hmm. Been a big change over what it was 30 or 40 years ago.
Yes, big change. When my sister was born, there was two choices for my mom and dad, and that was to either go into an institution or to stay at home. And we've grown into the school system is very supportive of special education groups. We're very active in getting early intervention, trying to work on delays as early as possible. Then we work very closely with Genetic Center and some of those projects there. And then we train and get people ready for a job, and hopefully they can they'll be waiting a table for you or helping you in a restaurant or cleaning up an office or
there's all kinds of things
yes.
they can do. And you know, I think we ought to what do you think your dad, Felton Burton, would be saying today is you have taken this to another level, Jimmy. I mean, your dad started this and it was a labor of love for him.
Yeah, it was nobody could have done what my dad did. He had a vision. Debbie drove that vision. We wouldn't be here doing the things we do all over the state. Mm-hmm. Dad had an impact over the state and the whole Southeast. There were other visionaries that coming along at the same time, but he was very instrumental in making that happen. We've taken it to a different level to get more involved in the community and more involved with our opportunities for people to have real jobs and to make a check and bring home money. And
well,
and
I've been out there when they've been handing out checks, and I tell you what, they get pretty excited about those checks that they get.
They do. They'll bring it up to me. Look what I made this week. You know, this is quite awesome.
You know, that's part of the American dream, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And
it,
you know,
it is the dream.
And it doesn't matter whether you have disabilities or whether you are a regular everyday person. What you make kind of helps define who you are.
They have the same dreams you and I have.
Yep.
Exactly.
So I think it's terrific. For those of you that may or may not know, I had a brother that had Down syndrome. I never found out about him until actually till my father died. And he had been institutionalized at an early age because that's what you did back then when my brother was born. And I got to know him, and it probably was one of the most special times in my life. He had Down syndrome, and he actually made a visit down here. His caregivers up there in Connecticut brought him down here for a visit, and it was just the most awesome, awesome thing.
That's very special. That's
it
very
is.
Special.
And I still remember it. I can still see his face looking up at me, and he's no longer with us, but it really meant a lot. But and to have this type of center here is just awesome. I think one of the most interesting parts that a lot of people may not know about is we talked about him getting a paycheck. How many different things you got going out there where they work either at the Burton Center and then you have another program where they actually work in businesses?
our career prep program is fairly new. We've been doing it for just a few years, but our focus is to train people to do the things they need to do to hold a job down. Hygiene, you know, make sure you're clean, make sure you dress appropriately, make sure you wear your apron the way you're supposed to, make sure you clock in. You know, a lot of people have to clock in, so we have to train people to clock in and out for a job.
All those soft skills.
Soft skills, that's exactly what we try to teach. And then they got to go through an interview process and, you know, take an interview just like you and I would before somebody would give them a job. So we work on those things. And then we try to place them. And we have about 50 people, 50 plus people that are working in at Lander, at Walbar. We've got about 16 people that are working in the Fuji plant. Wesley Commons. We're all over Greenwood. And we have Hardee's in Saluda. We're very proud of that program and being able to place people in. We have an individual that just finished 27 years in one location. He's got paid vacation, retirement.
Set for life.
He is. He's doing
and
very well.
And isn't that the vision that you would like to see?
It's the vision that my dad had, and we've all just tried to do it. We've had people that live independently, live in an apartment by themselves. We help them make sure they got the groceries, make sure that they go to doctor's appointments and that sort of thing. But they do their own clothes. They keep their apartment up. As independent as we can let them, as they can do. So that's so far ahead of where we were 40 years ago.
Absolutely.
So far ahead.
So that's one part of the program. And what, Joel Smart, doesn't he work with a large part of that?
Joel's our supervisor in the career prep and job placement. Joel does a great job. Joel wears many hats. He does a lot of artwork. He's involved with projects that help stimulate the art and those. He's very active in our Miracle League program. So Joel's very important to our organization.
He's very committed to the program.
He
really is. If you see him on Facebook, he's always got something that he is promoting through that. But then you have a program out there where the work comes to you.
Yes,
the Burton Center.
We employ about 400 people in our
how many?
Work about 400 people in our four activity programs. We have Fuji, which has always been a great partner. We recycle cameras for Fuji. A big project we have now is Elpia. It's a company based in Anderson that makes gaskets for refrigerators, microwaves, ovens. We take the rubber and the plastic and the magnet apart, and they get paid by how much they recycle.
Poundage, yeah.
And some of them make some pretty good money at that. We do some printer blades for caps of gel. We have Velux. We do some tunnel lights for Velux. And we have several projects with Fuji. We do a lot of boxes with Fuji. We do cameras. We do batteries. And then we've got a special project we just started on our webpage. It's called Taking Flight, and we're assembling Bluebird and Carolina Wren houses that are for sale online, and there's a couple of places in town you can buy them. They're at the Hobby and Garden Center, and they're at the Lakeland's Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go online and buy those.
Now, wait a minute. They're actually making these?
Yeah. We have a template. We cut them out. Mm-hmm. They assemble them, screw them together. They drill the holes for the screws. They assemble them, put them together. They burn a stamp on it that says, made in the USA by people with disabilities and special needs. And then if you have a preference in your college, you can get a Clemson stamp burned on it or a Carolina stamp burned on it. And we also have the Citadel and Furman that you can burn those on. So we have those four collegiate type, or you can just have one plain that just says made with people with disabilities and special needs. They're a heavy, solid pine box, so they're very sturdy.
And they're selling for how much, roughly?
The Bluebird houses are 25. I believe the Wren houses are 20.
Okay.
I don't think they're any more than 20. Yeah.
So that's another way that a person can contribute, by just buying something that you'd use. I love projects like that, you know, where you get something that you need and want, and yet you're contributing to a cause.
Yes. The Knights of Columbus actually gave us a grant to start this project. And our long-range goal is for this project to be owned by the people with disabilities and special needs. They'll actually purchase the product, they'll make the product, they'll sell it, and whatever profit made will be theirs. We want this long-range. This mm-hmm. will take us a little while, but long-range, we want this to be 10 individuals' company.
Company, wow. Now, and that is being done out at the Burton Center?
We're doing it at our site on our campus on 221, yes.
You know, that center certainly was a godsend when you got that. You could not envision something that could grow and become as wonderful as what that has become.
Yes, when we really outgrew our facility on the old Blake School. It was multi-level, and we just were on top of everybody with the projects that we had going on at that time. And it made sense for us to find a single-level building and something with more space. It was a godsend. It was just a match. I mean, for us to get it the way we got it, and for us to be able to habitat that building and that property, we had a lot of visions on that property, and a lot of them have come true with the Miracle League, the Sensory Park, and we got a new vision coming up with a fishing pond for people with handicaps. So it's evergreen. We're trying to make sure that we continue to grow on this piece of property.
And the water is fantastic.
Yes, the water's great. We got plenty of water to fill the well up. I mean, to fill the pond up.
What was that building? What was that business before?
It was Chem and Electronics.
Chemics, yep. Mm-hmm. And they had to have good water.
That's right.
In fact, they had better water than California, if I remember correctly.
That is true. The standard for capacitor making that was set in the Silicon Valley was 100 total organic carbons per billion mm-hmm. parts, and we were running 10 parts per billion in that,
wow.
that facility.
So. Wow. So it certainly has been a good thing. Miracle League, of course, was a big addition. Now, Miracle League is getting ready to start, isn't it?
April 1st, or the first Saturday in April.
I think
April
it's the 7th.
2nd, 7th,
yep.
6th, something like that.
Yep, the Miracle League begins April 7th, it says, at 10 a.m., and they're supposed to be there by 9:30. Now, who can play in Miracle League?
Any child between the age of 6 and 21. We do have some people that are over 21. If you want to play softball, we will not turn you down. But the age bracket usually runs from 16 to 21. Anybody that's has any type of disability is welcome to play. There will be a partner with you, a buddy, who will stay
an
with
angel.
You the whole day. That's right,
an angel
yep. in the outfield.
Yep.
And there will be somebody that runs with you and
it helps assist you in whatever that you need to be assisted with, right?
Yes, and the main focus of that is to give the parents a break so the parents can sit in the stands and watch their child play ball, because they would never have that opportunity in any other place.
And that was started was it in Atlanta? Where was that started?
I think it was Atlanta. For South Carolina, the first one was in Malden. And it was a friend of mine that started the one in Malden. He's actually the director for the whole Southeast now.
Wow.
And we were the second field in South Carolina to be built.
Right here in Little Old Greenwood.
Little Old Greenwood. I think there are five or six in South Carolina now.
So it certainly is a great program. It happens every Saturday morning. And what, you do that April, May
in the spring, and then we'll do it in September in the fall.
Yeah. So if you want to go out now, there's rigorous practicing, I understand. They practice every night or not. They just go out and play. And I think that's what's the joy of Miracle League. I used to go out there all the time. And unfortunately, I don't have the time. But used to go out there all the time. And it would be so much fun. They do the chicken dance. I mean, and it's a great thing to take your kids. Even though your kids may not need that special needs, they will get a kick out of seeing it and watching it.
They really do. And there's a lot of things to do. We have the park there that you can play in the park while the game's going on. There's a train that will run around the property and have train rides and music galore, a lot of music, and a lot of dancing, a lot of happy faces.
That's right. Yep. So if you'd like to go out there, I think the game starts, what, around 10 o'clock. If you want to participate, they need you there, I guess, about 9:30. And you can also sign up with Joel Smart at Burton Center. The number is 942-8969. That's 942-8969. They don't turn anybody away, do you?
No, we will not turn anybody away.
So
everybody will get to play.
And also, you might decide that you want to volunteer or be a buddy out there for this.
That would be great, too. We do have a lot of people that love to volunteer, a lot of people in the community. Lander is very involved with volunteering. A lot of the churches volunteer. CPW, Duke Energy, they will all come out one Saturday. Cheerleaders from the schools. So the participation has been incredibly, the support in Greenwood has just been incredible.
Well, and, you know, Felton, you get a lot out of it when you volunteer and you help. Jimmy, I'm sorry, but you get a lot out of it, don't you?
You do.
When you volunteer and help out.
You do. If it doesn't warm your heart, I don't know what will.
Yes. So think about doing that, or at least think about taking the kids out there on a Saturday morning and just watch them play, and who knows, you might decide it would be something you'd like to do. So my very special guest is not Felton Burton here today, although I feel he must be an angel on my shoulder here today because I just called Jimmy Felton. Okay, there you go.
They say we look alike.
Well, your dad was fun. There is no doubt about it. Your dad was fun and had a vision, and talked to him many, many times.
Yes, yes. He did have a vision. And what we have now has grown a lot, but we would have nothing if it hadn't been for him and my sister.
That's right. So I know they're looking over this, and I know he has to be very, very proud of what has come out of and continued to grow. So we've got a lot of things to talk about what is happening out there at the Burton Center. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, we got that huge equine center out there with Lander University, and doesn't Burton Center work with that too?
We are very fortunate that they we have a therapeutic riding program that Lander really, really helps us a lot with. We have probably 30 to 40 people that are involved in it at some time during the year. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, if you don't have anything to do, you ought to ride out there and go under that big arena and watch what is happening to the people that we serve when they get involved in this program. It makes them much stronger. They have much more verbal contact. Their reach and their mobility improves. To see them working with the animals is really incredible. It's quite an incredible program. We're very fortunate that we have that partnership with Lander.
I think that it's supposed to be very good for them, simulating how you walk, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Sitting in a saddle, and I didn't know this until I didn't know anything about horses until Lander did this program. But if you sit in a saddle, the way the horse walks, it gives you the feeling of walking. So those that have no feeling in their legs or cannot walk with their legs, it strengthens those muscles in ways you can't. Other therapies cannot do that. So it strengthens those muscles and it gives them that sense and feeling of walking.
Absolutely. And I think one of the other things I remember, I don't know if you're still doing this, but didn't they compete in our riding some of our 1 year, or maybe they're not doing it now, but
I think there was one a few years ago, but we haven't done that in a while.
That just shows you that all the things that can be done.
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't think you should say we can't do it. I think we should say we'll try.
Focus on abilities.
Absolutely. Focus on abilities. And that's what we're doing here today. We are focusing on abilities with the Burton Center. I've got Jimmy Burton here. And Andy, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. South Carolina News will be coming up. So you stay right with us. If you've got a question, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
And hey, gals, there's nothing like showing a little love and sharing a little love. How about a pocket watch for that hard-to-shop-for guy? They're all 40% off right now. You can buy one working condition, good-looking pocket watch, whether he wears it, uses it, or just sets it on his desk as a memento that time is ticking and our love is great.
Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Make him happy. Check online at theantiquevintageremporium.com or call us 229-6613 or just stop by 637 Durst Avenue East. Oh, that's right. We're right back here, WCRS Studios. My very special guest today is head coach Jimmy Burton. Now, you might say, why do I say head coach? Because what did you just tell me, Jimmy?
Well, you've got to have a good team. We have one of the best teams around for people that are caring and that really put our individuals in the forefront. What I want to do is to make sure they've got the tools to do their job. And I'm the coach, and once we got our game plan together, I get out of the way and let them do their jobs.
So he really is the executive director, but that's what he just told me. And, you know, if you've got a good team, you can do about anything.
Surround yourself with good people.
That's right.
And you'll be good.
Yeah, that's right. So he's got a great group out there. They are always trying different things, and you don't seem to be afraid to take something on to do.
We like challenges.
You like challenges? Well, tell me the story about the married couple. That you have a married couple, right?
We do. They've been married probably 15, 18 years. A few years ago, when Lander took over the Cokesbury apartments, they were in those apartments, and they came to us, and they said, we want a house. We'd like to rent a house instead of renting an apartment, because Kenny wanted to have a yard and cut grass and have a little garden and that sort of thing. And he's been working at the same facility for 15-plus years, and she's works at Fats, and she's been there for a long time. So they have their own jobs. And so we said, well, we started calling some of the realtors about renting a house, and everything was – really higher than the apartments. So we had an idea that we were closing a house down, and we had the idea, well, you know, why don't we sell this house to them at a fair market value? And so we started asking questions, and several people said, you won't be able to do that. And I said, well, are there any rules, or is there standards that says we can't do that? And they said, no, I said, you just won't pull that off. We went to
Department of Disabilities.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And so we went to the bank, and the president of the bank says, we got to make this happen. Went to our lawyers, and our lawyers said, we got to make this happen. So together, they wound up with an FHA loan. Their payments were less than their payments, plus their insurance and their taxes were less than they were paying rent on it. They've been in the house probably close to 10 years. You could eat on the floors. They keep it so clean. They're so proud of their house. He's got his little garden, and he works in his yard. They have flowers, and it's the only married couple in the state of South Carolina that own their own home.
How about that? That's pretty awesome. And and who told you that couldn't be? That's right.
More than one person.
That's right. So, you know, that's where you got to look at the abilities that people have, as what you've said here. You've got some interesting events coming up. Friday this week, Special Olympics at Presbyterian.
Yes, we have about 100 people that are participating in that from Ware Shows in Greenwood. In Abbeville. Saluda County will do one with their county, and Lexington does one in Aiken, I think, is where the Lexington people will go. It's always a lot of fun. We'll go over there, and there is so many volunteers, a lot of students that come in and volunteer. It'll last most of the day. We're hoping for good weather. Sometimes we go over there, it's kind of cold. But that'll start up about 9 o'clock Friday morning, and it'll run through a little after lunch. They'll have lunch there, and they'll participate in four or five different events. It's fun to watch.
Absolutely. And they are fierce competitors.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, they run as hard as they possibly can, and they throw as hard as they possibly can, too.
Now, a couple of years ago, you had a gal that went to Nationals, didn't she, for bocce?
She went to New York State, and she participated in the National Special Olympics in bocce, and she came home with two medals, one individual and one team. She won a silver and a bronze, and I might get it backwards which one, but I think she won the silver for individual and the bronze for team.
So that's pretty awesome. And she's from Abbeville, is that right?
Grew up in Abbeville. Yeah. And she lives with her parents, and we bring her into our day program every day. So.
Now, talking about bringing somebody into a day program, if I'm not mistaken, everywhere you go, you're going to see a Burton bus, a Burton vehicle, taking people everywhere. How many miles a day do you guys cover?
We drive 4,400 miles every day.
Every day?
Every day.
4,400 miles every day times 365 days. Oh, my God, that's too many numbers there.
Yeah, yeah, well, weekends we might not drive 4,400 miles, but Monday through Friday is 4,400 miles every day. It's over 1 million miles a year.
So I guess that takes almost a special department right there.
That's part of our transportation department. We actually have Andy Lyle does our business logistics. He's the director of business logistics. He has the transportation, the maintenance, the procurement, telephones. He wears a lot of hats. We have a lot of folks wear a lot of hats.
Absolutely. But, you know, and then when you talk about vehicles and keeping them in good shape, I mean, even our state is dealing with the school bus system. How do you make sure that all your vehicles, keeping those in good repair all the time?
Well, we actually run our own truck and car repair shop, which is near the old Greenwood Motor Lines facility, where the Real Life Ministries Church is. We have a facility there that we have our own maintenance crew, and we have some individuals that wash the cars and clean cars and help them with changing oil, some stuff like that. So we do our own PM. We try to make sure that every vehicle comes in at the right time and is scheduled properly. We have vehicles that have over 300,000 miles on them. I have many vehicles that have 200,000 and more. So we have to take care of them because they're very expensive, and we have probably 150 vehicles. So,
well, you know, have you thought about putting any of these out to any of the companies for oil changes and this type of thing for, you know, the vehicle that keeps on giving? And you ought to check that out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Good idea, yeah.
Yeah, because 300,000 miles, that's a lot of miles and still in good shape. Yep. So that's another aspect that we don't think about. Now, Jimmy, just on the record, if somebody's listening here today and they go, you know, I'd really like to find out more about Burton Center. I'd like to maybe see what goes on there or maybe volunteer in some aspect. Are there possibilities for that?
Absolutely. We have a lot of people that get involved with different types of volunteer reading, exercise classes, painting with our art project coming up. We've got people that came in and volunteered for that. All kind of ways to volunteer. You can call our main number, 942-8900, and somebody will get you in touch with somebody to get your volunteer form filled out, and we'd love to have you.
And it's a great thing for groups. I remember when the Girl Scout troop out there did the coffee shop.
Yes. And we're due for an upgrade in that, so we're working on a grant right now.
Okay.
With the Knights of Columbus to try to do some upgrade in that project. But that's a great project. They came in, did flooring, they did tables.
They did everything.
They did it all.
And they did a mural, I think.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And And so we're trying to. It's been a few years. Been a few years ago. So the chairs are kind of we need to replace some chairs and tables and probably replace the floor. And so we're looking to upgrade
that.
But
the point is that you know you could get a group together to do a project out there.
We've had Boy Scouts to build shelter projects. We've had all kind of volunteers. I mean, we do a lot of exercising. People come in, bring the music. We have music classes. We have a group called Sacred Heart that comes out every Tuesday, and they do drum therapy.
In fact, they're going to be playing at the Burton Center Art 5th Annual Art Showcase, right?
That's correct. Yep, looking forward to that.
Yeah, so that's coming up next Tuesday. Now, that's a week from today, next Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Art Center, and you're going to be having a good time out there. Now, tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on out there at this 5th Annual Art Showcase.
Well, we're really fortunate to have the Art Council partner with us. They came in, they offered us an opportunity to exhibit in their art gallery last year. And we've had the art show, but we've had it on our campus, mainly parents would come in and look at the art and do it. And it was a good event. But this was an opportunity for people outside our agency to come in and actually see what our folks can do. And
Selling art at this thing, folks. So come with your wallets. It sells out there.
If you see a piece you like, you can work with the individual that did the piece and buy that piece. We have a special gallery with a young man that is in a wheelchair, and he has a head and spinal cord injury, and he paints with his mouth, and his art is unbelievable. I mean, he does oil paintings that.
Oil paintings?
Yes.
That's difficult.
They're unbelievable. The detail is insane. But he does a great job. We have we'll have plates, ceramic plates that mm-hmm. they do paintings on and do designs and whatever. And what we do is we don't try to guide them in any way. We give them maybe a thought, and then you take that thought and you put it on paper or you put it on a canvas. So we're going to have 100 more or so canvases. There's 100 people that were involved in doing the artwork. So we've got it coming from all four of our day program areas. So,
and of course, the artists will be there, correct?
Yes.
A lot of them will
yes.
be anyway.
And they'll be glad to show you and talk to you about their artwork.
And be prepared for a conversation.
That's
folks.
Right. That's exactly right.
They are really excited about it, but. The Burton Center team has coined the acronym PURPLED, which means People United for Respect, Peace, Love, Equality, and Dignity. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It is. And they would take those words and they would do a handprint, and then they would take the word dignity and they would define it with their artwork on what they thought dignity would look like. And they'd do it with hands and helping hands and that sort of thing. It's really good. The Pilot Club was very instrumental in helping them do that.
Pilot Club works with brain injury. Don't they work with traumatic brain injury?
They have
Is that
done,
right?
Yes. They've helped us in several projects.
Yes. So
they've been very involved with us. So very good partnership with the Pilot Club.
You know, I think the thing that I always see when I have been out there and I've interviewed and I've taken tours and everything. The thing that I always see is the excitement and the joy. And I think sometimes in our lives we don't see that, or we get so into ourselves we forget that there's other ways of looking at things. And I always go back to my brother, because that's what my brother showed me, was the joy that you can have in almost nothingness sometimes, but it's sheer joy. And in this country, I think we've gotten away from sheer joy.
That's the truth. I tell people I can't have a bad day. If things are going bad in my office, if I'm dealing with some issues that I don't want to talk about, or you know, that are tough issues to make, I can get up out of my desk. I can walk out on that workshop area, mm-hmm. and I get hugs. I get, "Hey Jimmy, how you doing?" And just,
"Where's my paycheck?"
Yeah, yeah. But it's nothing but happy. You know,
right.
It's just the emotions are, and so I never have a bad day. you can't have a bad day if you have my job.
That's right. You're very blessed.
Very fortunate.
You're very, very blessed. So I tell you what, we have more to talk about, but let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we will be talking more about the Burton Center. We are here with Jimmy Burton, and we've got a lot more things to share, so I hope you'll stay right here with us.
Frank's Car Wash, Express Wash, and Rapid Lube is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle service needs. Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Now is a good time to let Frank's Rapid Lube flush and fill your cooling system with extended life antifreeze. With today's high gas prices, getting the best performance and mileage out of your vehicle is imperative. We can maximize performance and mileage with our RunRight fuel system cleaner. We can also service your transmission to keep your vehicle shifting smoothly. Visit us today at Frank's Car Wash, Express Wash, and Rapid Lube, located at 432 Calhoun Avenue in Greenwood.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, WCRS, having a good time talking about the Burton Center this afternoon with Jimmy Burton. You know, Jimmy, I just question, because I know that budgeting has been an issue in the past. How is the budgeting from the state? Because that's a big part of the budget.
Yeah. Funding has been an issue forever. Funding and waiting list. Those are the two things that will always be on the table. Our state legislature has done an extremely good job for us over the last 3 or 4 years. 2008 was really a bad time. That's when everything crashed.
Yeah.
Everything crashed. We were cut almost 10%. And, you know, you cut money, but you can't cut services. So right. It was very difficult for us to tread those waters. We're back to and better than we were in 08. We also are serving more people than we were in 08, too. But there's still a waiting list. There's a waiting list of 8,000 people in the state. That cannot get services. They're qualified for the services, but there's not enough money to fund those services. So a lot of those people are in a home with a parent, and they're not getting. They may get case management, but that's about all they can get. We've got to do better. Of course, that takes a lot of money. We use about one-third state money, and we get about two-thirds federal money through Medicaid and Medicare. So, you know, it's very important that we get that Medicaid and Medicare match. Our budgets for the state is around $700 to $900 million on the state level. Yeah,
wow.
Nearly $1 billion is what the budget is for the state, and that's 48 boards, 100 private providers, 5 regional centers, and the department itself. So, you know, it's a big operation. We're about the 5th or 6th largest operation in the state as far as boards. So we're dealing with a lot of money and our budget's very, very difficult to maintain sometimes. I think we're doing well. One of the things that we're fortunate is we have a foundation. That foundation supports the things that our state and federal dollars won't pay for.
The extras thing.
Our prom was a perfect example. State, federal dollar, you can't spend federal dollars and do an entertainment thing like
right.
we do for that prom.
Right.
You know, trips, going to Dollywood or going up to the mountains or going to the beach. You know, we try every chance we get to give opportunities for that. And our foundation is very good with doing those kind of projects.
Yes, and you certainly do, because you can go to just about anything in this community and see a bus or two at an event.
Yeah.
I mean, they make sure that they are out there. And, you know, there is a commercial running on TV right now about a young gal that started a foundation to include her brother who had autism. And I think it's called Inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, when people feel included, they feel more like they can do.
That's exactly right.
And I think that is so great.
That is great. And it's just like you and I. You want to be included, and you want to feel good about things you do, and you don't want to be put in a corner and ignored.
Exactly. You know,
that's not what we do.
So not only do you have the programs there. Not only do you have the programs there, but you also have all these homes throughout Ware Shoals and Greenwood and everything too.
We manage 26 homes. We do
26
and about 35 apartments. independent living.
So that's a huge undertaking right there. Now, one question. We got a couple more things. We're going to run over here for a minute. Do you have a minute after five here?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
One of the things I wanted to ask about was the population, though, as far as aging. That's an issue that has to be addressed. And when we have parents maybe that have been the caregivers, and as they age, what do we do?
It is a serious problem. We have been serving people for 47 years. Several of those people have been with us that long. So they were 20 then, they're 67 now.
Right.
And we have some population that's even older than 70. With over the past few years, we have been able to bring more people into our day program activities. That so we are getting some of the younger folks, but aging population becomes more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The level of care is more. The amount of
the parents probably aren't going to be there.
A lot of the parents are gone, and we are the caregiver.
Right,
we're the person that takes care of every need they have. So that becomes very challenging, especially when you look. We don't have there are not assisted living
facilities
for people with disabilities. We're trying to, you know, involve our folks, if they get to that kind of level of care, to get them into an assisted living where you and I would go.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have the same care that you and I might have in that type of facility. And we do have some that have done that, and we will pick them up and bring them to our day programs and give them the jobs as long as they still want to work. We do have a senior room where some of them retire and they don't want to work anymore.
Yeah, they have a good time over there and laugh. You're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I've been out there with, well, you're going to come in here?
Yeah.
We're sitting there sipping coffee. You want to come sit down? Yeah, there you go. But that is an issue. Not only, I mean, you know, it's an issue for our seniors that are okay, well, you know, they're okay, but as we get more tsunamis coming in here, silver tsunamis, it's a problem for the state.
Yep, and we're getting there too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's what I was bringing up. And South Carolina is becoming a great state for retirement.
It is.
Of the cost.
That's correct. We are a poor state. We're categorized as a poor state when you get to funding. If you look at some of the federal match dollars that other states get, their rates are higher than our rate because of the level that they consider South Carolina. Now, I think we're making improvements in that,
mm-hmm.
but we're still considered a poor state.
So that's another issue that I know is addressing. And, you know, from the standpoint of families that have taken on the responsibility of taking care of those that they had with special needs, that becomes a concern, I would think, for the parents.
It does, and we deal with those almost daily. We have situations where we do all we can to help those families that do that. But you know, you have to have a lot of respect for that family that's taking care of that child for all those years,
because
that's quite a remarkable. It's quite a remarkable task. I know, because my mom and dad did it.
That's
and
right.
It's an unbelievable task, and it's quite a commitment, and it takes a lot of love and a lot of patience.
Absolutely. So that's just another aspect of what's going on. But let's just go over some of the things that are coming up here. My goodness, you've got a packed schedule. Coming up this Special Olympics at Presbyterian College, that's on mm-hmm. Friday. Then next Tuesday, you've got the Burton Center Foundation, the 5th Annual Art Showcase. That's going on from 5 to 7 at the Art Center. Come with your wallets out there and see if you don't see something unique and different that you'd like to take home and negotiate a deal. There you go.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have good food out
yes.
there. And you're also going to have a live drumming session with Sacred Heartbeats, and the Burton Center individuals will be participating. And you will not be disappointed.
That's true. It was a great success last year, and we sure appreciate Ann and her team and involving us with this program.
That's right. So then if that's not enough, you have an Easter egg, Shriners Easter egg hunt, right?
Sunday. Next.
The first.
This Sunday, yes. This Sunday.
This Sunday.
This
okay.
Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the residents will be involved with that. The Shriners put that on for us. There'll be about 100 people participating in that. be a great day for, they'll have, do the egg hunts and they'll have hot dogs.
All right. So that's a good one. The art showcase comes up then on Tuesday. And then what's this about the Burton Center individuals versus the staff basketball game?
This is a lot of fun. Lander has generously, they yearly they open their floor to us in the gym in their main campus, and our staff, some of the staff members will have a basketball game against our individuals. There'll be a lot of the staff is dwindling. We're getting older, so several of us don't lace them up anymore. But there'll be a lot of people participating. We've had some very close games. The staff has gotten within 1 or 2 points of them a couple of times, but most of the time they beat us pretty good.
They beat you.
They beat us pretty good.
All right. And then, of course, the Spring Miracle League starts on the 7th. If you've never been out to a Miracle League game, you got to go at least once. Take the kids, take the grandkids, and see what joy is all about out there. That's at 10 o'clock is the games. If you have someone that would like to play in the games, they start at, they want them there about 9:30. And Joel Smart at Burton Center. Give him a call, 942-8969. That's 942-8969. It's great. April and May. Then, moving right along, you got the annual Burton Center McDonald's Golf Classic.
Looking forward to that. This is our 28th year of having a golf tournament. We have great support for this tournament. We actually have a morning tournament and an afternoon tournament. There's usually around 45 to 50 teams in each one of the tournaments. We'll have an 8:30 tee times and a 2 o'clock tee times. Be breakfast, lunch, and some sandwiches in the evening to be served. A lot of door prizes and a lot of prizes on the course. So if you haven't gotten to us on that, please give us a call and we'll get you a team in.
That's right. Teams are $500 for a team of four, yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And they've got all different kinds of sponsorship levels if you'd like to be involved in that. And now, we've talked a little bit about it, but this accessible fishing pond that's under construction, Jimmy.
Yeah, this is one's kind of dear to my heart. We have a very nice campus on 221. We have about 100 acres.
Which is paid for, we might add.
Yeah, it's completely paid for. We look at this piece of property as being evergreen. We continuously are trying to improve the property and make it accessible for people with disabilities. So we're building an acre and a half pond right next to our sensory park. We've got a pavilion with bathrooms right there in the sensory park. We're going to have a pavilion on the pond on a little island, and there'll be concrete paddocks that will give wheelchairs accessibility to get out near the water, be able to throw a line 180 degrees, have some fans in there, and there'll be electricity, so you know we can do a lot of things in for people there.
How big a pond are we talking about?
Acre and a half.
Whoa, good size.
Good size pond.
Good size,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Actually going to have fish in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to have fish, and we're going to stock it with catfish, bass, and bream. So we're very excited about that. We would love. We want to get the Veterans Association involved, and maybe handicapped veterans will be able to access this also.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You know, that's one thing about it, that you like the community involvement and you like giving back to the community too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to have our footprint in the community too. Yeah, we're very involved in the community and have to be. There's a lot of good things going on in Greenwood County.
Absolutely, there is. And if you're a business out there and you'd like to talk to Joel maybe about seeing if there's employment possibilities.
Yes.
That is something that you're very interested in too, right?
That's correct.
Yep. So you can call Joel at the Burton Center, 942-8969. See what the possibilities are for employment. You won't be disappointed. They certainly take on a job and they're very serious about it. And just like you and me, they want to make their own money. Jimmy Burton, it is always a pleasure to have you on the air with us.
It's always great to see you, Ann.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for tuning in this afternoon right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, everybody.